get ready to listen and learn. It's time to play on Dana's Music Playground. Dana needs your help to wind up Jingle, the magic music box, and figure out the words of the day. There's lots of music and games in store, so what are we waiting for? Let's bring in our favorite host. Here's Dana.
Everybody gather around, it's Dana's Music Playground. Hey, it's you. Hi, it's me, Miss Dana. Thanks for coming to play with me today at Dana's Music Playground. So are you ready to listen and learn and have some fun? Yeah, me too. Our magic music box Jingle is here and has lots of music to play for us. Let's find out what Jingle is going to play songs about today. Time to open up our listening ears and get ready to listen. Put your fingers and your thumbs on your ears, and on the count of three, give them a little wiggle and open them up. Okay, are your fingers on your ears? Let's do it. One, two, three, wiggle and open those listening ears. Hey, mine are open. Are yours? Oh yeah, we're ready to listen and learn now. Let's wind up our magic music box and see if Jingle will open and play with us. Put your hand on the handle with me and let's wind up Jingle three times. Ready? Let's wind and count together. Here we go. One, two, three. Hey, Jingle's open. Everybody say hi, Jingle. Hi, Jingle. Jingle, the kiddos and I are ready to listen and learn, and we can't wait to hear what you're going to play songs about today. So, play it, Jingle. Fun. Jingle just started us off with the song Be a Dinosaur by Kids Imagine Nation. It's on their album Future Dinosaur. Hey Jingle, did you just give us a hint for our first word of the day with that song? Yep, that was a hint all right. Jingle loves to give us lots of hints so we can guess the words of the day. So, kiddos, do you think you can guess what Jingle is going to play songs about and what our first word of the day might be? Let's put on our thinking caps and think. What were we pretending to be during that fun song from Kids Imagine Nation? Yeah, we were being dinosaurs. Ooh, do you think Jingle is going to play songs about dinosaurs today, kiddos? Yeah, me too. Let's find out. Jingle. Is our first word of the day dinosaur? Yep, that's it. Dinosaur. This is gonna be fun. Dinosaurs are super cool. Let's pop the word dinosaur into our thinking caps, kiddos. Jingle, do you have another song where we can be dinosaurs? Cool! Get ready to roar and be a dinosaur, kiddos. Play it, Jingle.
About 9 tons in all. I got a bony shield, I got a tail that flops. I'm a three-horned, happening triceratops.
We are the dinosaurs, bigger than a grocery store. Food is what we're looking for, to find enough to mighty chore. Cause everything in sight is just a little bite.
Tyrannosaurus Rex, and I'm the leader of the pack. I could eat a hippopotamus and call it just a snack. The sound of my footsteps, it fills the world with fear. But what's caught between my teeth could feed an army for a year.
We are the dinosaurs, bigger than a grocery store. Food is what we're looking for, to find enough to mighty chore.
Sometimes grown-ups make me feel so small, so I like to pretend I'm not a kid at all. A big ferocious dinosaur is what I wanna be, so my parents and teachers will have to listen to me.
We are the dinosaurs, bigger than a grocery store. Food is what we're looking for, to find enough to mighty chore.
Yeah, we're dinosaurs, all right. And that was the song, We Are the Dinosaurs, by my friends David and Jenny from Two of a Kind. It's on their album, Going on an Adventure. That was tons of fun. Hey, Jingle. Guess who else has a song called We Are the Dinosaurs? Our buddy Lori Berkner. Her song is super fun, too. Do you want to hear it, kiddos, and pretend to be dinosaurs again? Yeah? Well, what do we say to Jingle when we're ready to hear a song? We say, play it, Jingle. Let's say it together. Ready? Play it, Jingle.
We are the dinosaurs marching, marching. We are Cause we are the dinosaurs, marching, marching. We are the dinosaurs. What do you think of that? We are the dinosaurs, marching, marching. We are the dinosaurs. We make the earth flat. We make the earth flat. We stop and take a rest over in our nest. We stop and take a rest at the end of the day. We stop and take a rest over. Stop and take a rest, and then you'll hear us say, that we are the dinosaurs, marching, marching. We are the dinosaurs. What do you think of that? We are the dinosaurs, marching, marching. We are the dinosaurs. We make the earth flat. We make the earth flat, and then we
The Dinosaurs by the awesome Lori Berkner Band. Thanks for playing it for us, Jingle. You can be a dinosaur with Lori again and find that song on her album. What do you think of that? She also has a cool remix of We Are the Dinosaurs that will get you dancing and stomping like a dinosaur. Oh, speaking of dancing and stomping like a dinosaur, Dan and Danny have a perfect song for that. It's called Do the Dinosaur Stomp. Okay, let's get up on our dinosaur feet, kiddos, and get ready to stomp. Play it, Jingle. Were you stomping? Do the Dinosaur Stomp by Dan and Danny from their album, Do the Dinosaur Stomp. So much fun!
This is Dana's Music Playground, the Little Kiddo Radio Show.
I love digging in the dirt. Just a pick and brush. Finding fossils is my aim, so I'm never in a rush. Cause the treasures that I seek are
rare and ancient things like Velociraptor's jaw or Archaeopteryx's wings. Now all the kids who wanna see them are lining up at our museum. I am a paleontologist. That's who I am, that's who I am. Carnivore who moves so quickly on its feet. It's like pieces of a puzzle that I love to try and solve. It's so fun to think about how a species has evolved. And all the kids who want to see them can check them out at our museum. I am a paleontologist. That's who I am, that's who I am, that's who I am.
Cephalosaurus?
I am a paleontologist. That's who I am, that's who I am, that's who I am. I am a paleontologist. That's who I am, that's who I am, that's who I am. That's who I am, that's who I am, that's who I am. That's who I am, that's who I am, that's who I am.
We just heard the song, I Am a Paleontologist, by the band They Might Be Giants. It's on their terrific album, Here Comes Science. Hey, Jingle, did you just give us a hint for our next word of the day with that song? Yep, that was a hint all right, kiddos. Make sure your thinking caps are on and let's think about what the word could be. What was the name of that song by They Might Be Giants? Right, I am a paleontologist. Paleontologist is a very big word, and I'm guessing it just might be the next word of the day. What do you think, kiddos? Let's find out. Jingle, is our next word of the day paleontologist? Got it, kiddos. Paleontologist. Let's say that together, real slow. Paleontologist. Paleontologist. Whoa! Good job, kiddos, and good thinking. So, what is a paleontologist? Well, a paleontologist is a scientist who studies the remains of plants and animals that lived millions of years ago, including dinosaurs. Paleontologists dig down in the earth to find dinosaur bones and fossils that give them clues about what life was like and what animals and plants existed long, long ago. Ooh, it would be cool to be a paleontologist and study the dinosaurs, don't you think, kiddos? Let's pop the word paleontologist into our thinking caps right next to the word dinosaur so we won't forget.
They used to walk. They used to swim. They used to fly with a toothy grin. Some ate plants and some ate meat. Some walked around on just 2 feet. Or the dinosaurs, big as trees. Dinosaurs, brains like peas. Jaws and claws and teeth and bone. That used to growl and groan and moan. Some had feathers, some had scales, spikes and clubs and whip-like tails. They fought like dragons, the earth sure shook. The volcano sizzled and the lava cooked. Oh, the dinosaurs, big as trees. The dinosaurs, brains like peas, jaws and claws and teeth and bone that used to growl and groan and moan. Tyrannosaurus Rex was a terrible king. A Stegosaurus tail could really swing. Brachiosaurus liked to stomp. Trachodon would chew and chomp. Oh, the dinosaurs, the big ass trees. The dinosaurs, brains like peas, jaws and claws and teeth and bone that used to growl and groan and moan. They roamed the earth 100 million years without worries, cares, or fears. Then one day they hit the soil. Now they're fossils, gas and oil. Oh, the dinosaurs, the big ass trees. The dinosaurs, brains like peas, jaws and claws and teeth and bone. Used to growl and groan and moan. Dinosaurs, big as trees. The dinosaurs, brains like peas, jaws and claws and teeth and bone that used to growl and groan and moan.
What a great song to teach us about the dinosaurs, Jingle. From Animalooza, that song is called Dinosaurs. It's on the Animalooza album, Have You Seen My Dinosaur? Animalooza has a fun video to go along with that song, too. Check it out, kiddos. You know, there were lots of different kinds of dinosaurs. Some were big, some were smaller. Some ate meat, and some ate plants. Some dinosaurs had feathers and could fly, and others could run very fast. Do you have a favorite dinosaur? There are so many cool ones. I wonder if Jingle has a favorite dinosaur. Jingle, will you please play us a song that will give us a hint about your favorite dinosaur and our next word of the day? Okay, kiddos, let's make sure our listening ears are open and let's see if we can guess Jingle's favorite dinosaur and the next word of the day. Are you ready? Let's say play it, Jingle, together. Here we go. Play it, Jingle.
Tyrannosaurus Rex, breaking everybody's necks, trying to find some meat. That's what I like to eat. I would eat your grandpa's feet. They taste oh so sweet. Meat. I'm Tyrannosaurus Rex, breaking everybody's necks, trying to find some meat. That's what I like to eat. I would eat your grandpa's feet as an after-dinner treat. They taste oh so sweet.
Ooh, great hint, Jingle, and a cool song from Daddy Donut. Okay, kiddos, do you think you can guess Jingle's favorite dinosaur and our next word of the day? That song is about one of the biggest and scariest meat-eating dinosaurs, and it's called Tyrannosaurus Rex. It's on Daddy Donut's album, Dinosaur Songs. I'm guessing Tyrannosaurus Rex is Jingle's favorite dinosaur. What do you think, kiddos? Let's find out. Jingle, is your favorite dinosaur the Tyrannosaurus Rex? And is Tyrannosaurus Rex our next word of the day? Yep, that's it, kiddos. A big dinosaur and another big word. Let's say it slowly together. Tyrannosaurus Rex. That means tyrant king lizard. Sometimes people just call them T-Rex for short. A lot easier. They lived 65 to 70 million years ago. T-Rexes were smart. They had bigger brains than the other giant meat-eating dinosaurs, and they could run faster. They had super strong jaws and lots of teeth that were big as bananas. So the smaller dinosaurs had to watch out, or they could end up being a nice dinner for Mr. T-Rex. Let's pop the words Tyrannosaurus Rex into our thinking caps, along with paleontologist and dinosaur. Another awesome dinosaur song by our pals, Kids Imagine Nation. That was Tyrannosaurus Rock from their fantastic album, Future Dinosaur. I bet even a giant T-Rex would rock out and dance along to that song. You're listening to Dana's Music Playground, and this is Dana. My magic music box, Jingle, and I are here on Jump 105.3 every weekday at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. We hope you'll come and play with us every day, but if you miss the live stream, you can listen anytime at danasmusicplayground.com. And come and visit us on Facebook and Instagram, too. We hope you'll like and follow us at Dana's Music Playground to keep up with all the fun stuff we've got going on.
Dinosaurs on roller skates, rolling through our town in a dinosaur parade. Wanted
from our buddy Danny Weinkauf's album, Dinosaurs and Metaphors. That song was Dinosaurs on Roller Skates. So do you think dinosaurs really zoomed around on roller skates? Nah, Jingle doesn't think so. I don't think so either. It sure would be fun to watch a parade of dinosaurs on roller skates going by, though. Okay, kiddos, let's ask Jingle to play another song and give us a hint for our next dinosaur word of the day. Help me say it. Let's say play it, Jingle, together. Ready? Play it, Jingle.
Stegosaurus. Bony plates on my back, a little head, huge hind legs, and a thick spiked tail to whack. Stegosaurus, with a teeny, teeny, tiny, tiny brain. No teeth in the front, a beak like a bird, and long as a boxcar train. 3,800 pounds, two short front legs. I got so big, just hatched from an egg. Stegosaurus, roof lizard is my name. Stegosaurus, got armor like scutes on my skin. I can pivot quick. Back feet and turn around quick again. Stegosaurus from an era of the Jurassic. I got to keep away from the Allosaurus. Those two leggeds make me sick. I only eat vegetables. I don't eat meat. I mind my own business with hooves on my feet. Stegosaurus, roof lizard is my name.
Another great dinosaur song from Animalooza. And a great hint, Jingle. Are you thinking what I'm thinking, kiddos? What do you think the name of that song is? And which dinosaur do you think is our next word of the day? Are you thinking it could be Stegosaurus? That's what I'm thinking. Stegosaurus, from the Animalooza album, Have You Seen My Dinosaur? Let's ask Jingle if Stegosaurus is our next dinosaur word of the day. Jingle? Is Stegosaurus our next word of the day? Yep, we got it, kiddos. Stegosaurus, another one of the super big dinosaurs. They were as big as a school bus. Their name, Stegosaurus, means roofed lizard. They're the dinos with the big bony plates on their backs and sharp spikes on their tails. They had very small brains, only the size of a ping pong ball. So they weren't all that smart, and they didn't run very fast. Stegosauruses were herbivores. That means they ate plants. Let's pop the word Stegosaurus into our thinking caps, kiddos, right next to Tyrannosaurus Rex, paleontologist, and dinosaur.
Larry and Joe are quite the pair. One stomps on the ground and one soars in the air. And if you ask them what they like to do, this is what they'd say to you. They like to stomp, 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 stomp. They like to chomp, 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 chomp. They like to soar, soar, soar. Play all day. And if you ask them what they'd like to do, this is what they'd say to you. They like to stomp, 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 stomp. They like to chomp, 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 chomp. They like to soar, 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 soar. They like to roar. They like to stomp, 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 stomp. They like to chomp, 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 chomp. They like to soar, 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 soar. They like to roar.
Joe is tiny and Larry's gigantic. The coolest dinos of the whole Jurassic. Groovin' tunes, rockin' and rollin', dancing, flying, running and strolling. One pterodactyl, one tyrannosaurus. Together they're singing one awesome chorus. Stomping up a storm wherever they go. Living it up like two amazing dinos.
They like to stomp, stomp, stomp. They like to chomp, 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 chomp. They like to soar, 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 soar. They like to roar.
They like to stomp, 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 stomp.
They like to chomp, 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 chomp. They like to soar, 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 soar. They like to
Now that's a fun song from my friend, Beppy. It's about her dinosaur friends, Larry and Joe. And it's called Larry and Joe. It's on Beppy's album, Let's Go Bananas. So Larry is a big Tyrannosaurus Rex and likes to stomp. And Joe is a small pterodactyl that likes to fly and soar. And they both like to roar!
You're listening to Dana's Music Playground on Jump 105.3.
song rocks. It's from the Howdy Tunes album, Heavy Metal Dinosaur Songs. I think Jingle just gave us a big hint for our next dinosaur word of the day with that song. Was that a hint, Jingle? Yep, that was a hint. All right, kiddos, let's think. Which dinosaur was that song about? And what do you think was the name of that song from Howdy Tunes? Yeah, I'm thinking it's Velociraptor. Let's ask Jingle if that's it. Jingle? Is Velociraptor our next word of the day? Got another one, kiddos. Velociraptor. Good thinking. Velociraptors were small dinosaurs that had big brains, so they were pretty smart. They lived around the same time as the Tyrannosaurus rexes. And, like the T-Rex, they were carnivores that ate meat. They were very fast and had big claws on their back legs that they used to catch their prey. Paleontologists think that velociraptors had feathers, but they didn't fly. They just ran super fast. Pop the word velociraptor into your thinking caps, kiddos. Next to Stegosaurus, Tyrannosaurus Rex, paleontologist, and, you know, dinosaur. Jingle, the kiddos and I are ready for another song and another hint for our next word of the day. Help me say it, kiddos. What do we say when we're ready for another song? Right. We say, play it, Jingle. Ready? Play it, Jingle.
We are dinosaurs of distinction. Once we roamed the earth and were feared. But let us tell you about a thing called extinction. That means we all just disappeared. Where did we go? Where did we go? Does anybody really know? Where did we go? Where did we go? Does anybody really know? A herbivore is a plant-eating creature, like Stegosaurus and Triceratops. A carnivore is a meat-eating creature, like Allosaurus and Tyrannosaurus Rex. A herbivore, a carnivore, but omnivores think both are sweet. A herbivore, a carnivore, but omnivores think both are sweet. We are dinosaurs of distinction. Once we roamed the earth and were feared. But let us tell you about a thing called extinction. That means we all just disappeared. Where did we go? Where did we go? Does anybody really know? Where did we go? Where did we go? Does anybody really know?
From MMM Kids, that was Ron Williams singing the Dinosaur Tango. It's on the MMM Kids album, Cool Creatures. You can find that album on the awesome website, songsforteaching.com. So where did the dinosaurs go? Scientists don't really know for sure what happened, but a long, long time ago, about 65 million years ago, they all disappeared and became extinct. Extinction means that there are no more of a certain kind of animal living on the earth, like what happened to the dinosaurs. Hey, Jingle, extinction would be a good word to add to our list of words about dinosaurs. What do you think? Yep, Jingle thinks we should add it to our dinosaur words of the day. Let's pop the word extinction into our thinking caps, kiddos, along with Velociraptor, Stegosaurus, Tyrannosaurus Rex, Paleontologist, and Dinosaur. Those are a lot of big words of the day, Jingle. So we know that the dinosaurs became extinct millions of years ago. But my friend from New Zealand, Kath B., Kath thinks she's got one in her backyard. Jingle, do you think it's possible that there are still some dinosaurs living in Kath B.'s backyard in New Zealand? No, Jingle doesn't think so. I don't know, though, kiddos. Let's find out from Kath B. and listen to her song, I've Got a Dinosaur in My Backyard. Ready to listen, kiddos? Let's say it together then. Say, play it, Jingle.
I've got a dinosaur in my backyard. I've got a dinosaur in my backyard. I blinked and blinked 'cause I thought they were extinct, but he's there as plain as day. Got a large bony frill round his neck. He's got horns times three. He doesn't eat meat. Leaves and twigs are a treat. What's his name? Triceratops.
Triceratops!
I've got a dinosaur in my backyard. I've got a dinosaur in my backyard. I've blinked and blinked 'cause I thought they were extinct, but he's there as plain as day. He's got a long stretchy neck so he can reach right up high. He's not a meat eater. Juicy plants are much sweeter. What's his name? Diplodocus.
Diplodocus!
Diplodocus. It isn't my imagination, I'm not making it up, I'm not. Look and you will see that he's looking straight at me through my bedroom window. I've got a dinosaur in my backyard. I've got a dinosaur in my backyard. I've blinked and blinked 'cause I thought they were extinct, but he's there as plain as day. He's as long as two buses. Eight children can fit on his tail. As heavy as lead, eats from morning till bed. What's his name? Apatosaurus.
Apatosaurus?
It isn't my imagination, I'm not making it up, no way. Look and you will see that he's looking straight at me through my bedroom window. I've got a dinosaur in my backyard. I've got a dinosaur in my backyard. I've blinked and blinked 'cause I thought they were extinct, but he's there as plain as day.
Oh.
He's got 60 sharp teeth, if you please. Gobbles other dinosaurs up with ease. The scariest beast, last but not least, what's his name? Tyrannosaurus Rex. My imagination, I'm not making it up, no way. Look and you will see that he's looking straight at me through my bedroom window. See, look, right there, can't you see him? I've got a dinosaur in my backyard. I've got a dinosaur in my backyard. I've got a dinosaur in my backyard.
I've got a dinosaur.
backyard. I've got a dinosaur in my backyard.
I've got a dinosaur in my backyard.
Got a dinosaur in my backyard. I have. There's a dinosaur there. Look at it.
Well, it sounds like Kath B doesn't have one dinosaur in her backyard. She's got a bunch. From the album Dragons Under My Bed, the best of Kath B. That was I've Got a Dinosaur in My Backyard. Jingle and I are so happy you're here at Dana's Music Playground. Come visit us every weekday at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, right here on Jump 105.3. You can find playlists and listen to the podcast anytime at danasmusicplayground.com. Check it out!
Stop.
Pretending to be a dinosaur. Can you show me your dinosaur claws? Great job. Can you give me your loudest dinosaur roar? Ready? Roar! And time for stomping.
Stomp, 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 stomp.
Much fun! Dance Like a Dinosaur by my pal from Australia, Emily Hu. You can listen to that song on Emily's album, The Sound of Today. Ooh, I wonder if there are dinosaurs hiding down in Australia in Emily's backyard, too. I have another friend, Natalia, who is originally from the country of Colombia. She has a super fun dinosaur dance, too. It's called Dinosaur Dance. Play it, Jingle, and let's all dance with Natalia.
Todo empieza a temblar. Everything shaking. El baile va a comenzar. Mueve tus alas sin parar. El pterodáctilo sabe bailar. Flap, flap, flap your wings. Pterodactyl knows how to swing. Stomp, stomp, slow and steady. Moving that tail, Brontosaurus is ready. Mueve su cola de aquí para allá. Brontosaurio ya está por llegar. Roar and shout. Ruge fuerte. Dinosaur dance. One, two, three, what do I see? Triceratops horns are pointing at me. Triceratops, yo veo venir. Con tres cuernos apuntándome a mí. Tyrannorex. Mira que feroz te ves. Dancing around with his tiny claws. Chomp, chomp, beware of them jaws. Roar and shout, ruge fuerte una vez más. Dinosaurios a bailar. Roar and shout, ruge fuerte una vez más. Dinosaurios a bailar. Do the dinosaur
Dance Like a Dinosaur with Natalia, kiddos? Look for that fun song on Natalia's album, Cuando Era Pequeña. So, kiddos, let's remember all of Jingle's dinosaur words of the day. Pop them out of your thinking caps and let's remember. We have extinction, velociraptor, stegosaurus, Tyrannosaurus rex, paleontologist, and dinosaur, of course. Great job remembering, kiddos, and great job, Jingle. It was so much fun learning about the dinosaurs today. Hey, kiddos, be sure to visit my website to check out today's playlist and see the names of all the great songs that Jingle played at danasmusicplayground.com. Well, I think it's time for Jingle to close up for the day. Thanks for playing so many cool dinosaur songs, Jingle. Everybody say, bye, Jingle. Bye, Jingle. Yep, Jingle's all closed up for today. But Jingle and I will be back again soon. We'll see you then.
Come back and play another day at Dana's Music Playground. Bye-bye for now.